Good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Menachas daf Samach Daled. We are holding on daf Samach Gimel Amud Beis at Amar Rabba, about 5-6 lines from the end of the page. Amar Rabba, Rabbi Shmuel ben Osho ben Yochman Broka. Today's shiur is sponsored by Dr. David Lander, in honor of his wife and children, leading Nishmas's mother, Golda Basimcha Alea Shalom, as well as by Moshe and Jenny Bachman, Lezecher Nishmas, Harav Simcha Yitzchak Lauer, Zichrono Levracha, and as a nechama for the Lauer and Bookbinder family. The Neshama Shrav and Aliyah, and we wish a Nechama to the Lauer and Bookbinder families. It's also sponsored by Chavi Khan and Hashi Kaufman and family in tribute to Elliot Gibber's leadership and is being honored at tonight's yeshiva dinner, and for the Refuah Shlema for Chaya Gittel Bas Zlata Sima. So we look forward to that dinner with Mr. Gibber and wish a Refuah Shlema to Chaya Gittel Bas Zlata Sima. And it's also sponsored by David Belzin in memory of his sister Rivka Bas Devora, whose Yartzeit was Shabbos, the Neshama Shav and Aliyah. We thank all of the sponsors very, very much for these sponsorships. So what we're going to talk about today is, first, the Gemara is going to try three different attempts to associate Rabbi Yishmael's desire to minimize Chil Shabbos. Rabbi Yishmael said, oh, we're only going to be kotzer when the second day of Pesach falls out on Shabbos, and we do the Ketziras HaOmer, we're only going to be kotzer three se'in as opposed to five se'in in order to get, because we're trying to minimize Chil Shabbos. So we're going to have three attempts to associate Rabbi Yishmael with other Tanaim who also seem to be motivated by trying to minimize the Isser, by trying to minimize Chil Shabbos in the context of doing various mitzvos. Then the Gemara is going to discuss, when you shecht two animals on Shabbos but only needed one, whether you're going to be chayiv, whether you can use the second one for a kapara or not. And then the Gemara is going to discuss, if you intend to do an aveira but actually do a mitzvah, are you going to be chayiv? Meaning a person's intention, based on everything they were doing, they were trying to do an aveira, but as it turned out, it was a pikuach nefesh situation. They saved the life, or whatever it happened to be. So they ended up doing a mitzvah. Are you going to be chayiv in such a case? Then the Gemara is going to discuss, given the choice, is it better to do more melachos on Shabbos or to be marbid b'shir in one melacha? Chola needs, two grogros of fruit. So there's the two grogros. They are fruits, and there are two branches that each have one grogeris, so you can cut off of two different branches, or there's one branch that has three grogros, so you cut the one branch that has three, where it's only one melacha, but it's ribu b'shiurim, you're cutting more grogros than you need. So the Gemara is going to discuss how we resolve that dilemma, and then the Mishnah on Amud Beis is going to talk about the requirement to secure grain for the Karban Omer from the place that's closest to Yerushalayim. The Gemara is going to give two reasons for that requirement, and then the Gemara is going to give historical context to the times that they had to bring the Korban Omer and the Shtei Alechem from very distant locations from Yerushalayim. And in the context of discussing that historical context, the Gemara is going to start talking about the cleverness of Mordechai in figuring out how to bring Karbanos in certain difficult circumstances. And that conversation brings us all the way to the Mishnah on Samach Amud Aleph. So let's begin again about six lines from the end of the page on Daf Samach Gimel Amud Beis. So Amar Rabba, Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Shmuel ben Osho ben Yochanan Broka, Amru Davar Echad. Rabbi Yishmael, in our Mishnah, who said that when the second day of Pesach falls out on Shabbos, they would bring three se'im of Sa'orim and not five se'im of Sa'orim for the Korban Omer, in order to be memayit in Melech Shabbos as much as possible, he's aligned with Rabbi Shmuel ben Osho ben Yochanan Broka. Why? What does Rabbi Shmuel ben Osho ben Yochanan Broka say? Also comment about Pesach, but about Korban Pesach. Titania, because the Brisa tells us arba'a asar, if shechalios b'Shabbos, if erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos, mafshit es haPesach adachaza. They only skin the korban Pesach until the neck of the animal, and that way they're able to get out all of the emurim from the animal to be makter them. But they don't finish up the skinning of the animal to make a royal achila. They leave it that way, mostly skinned but not fully skinned, and then at night on Motzai Shabbos, when Shabbos is over, they finish the skinning process so that they can eat the Korban Pesach. Div Rabbi Shalman Rosh Rabbi Yochanan Broka. That is the sheet of Rabbi Shalman Rosh Rabbi Yochanan Broka. V'chamomrim atchi afshitas kulo. And the Chum say, no, you finish the skinning on Shabbos. You bring the Karban Pesach on Shabbos, so you do whatever you got to do. So you finish the skinning of the Karban on Shabbos. So says Gemara, don't you see that that they're the same shita? Milo am Rabbi Shalman Rosh Rabbi Yochanan Broka asam kolecha de'efshalo tarchinan. Just like Rabbi Shalman Rosh Rabbi Yochanan Broka says, when it comes to the Karban Pesach, when you can prevent doing further chil Shabbos, you prevent doing further chil Shabbos, you stop at the bare minimum that you need in order to fulfill your mitzvah, well, hachanami. And therefore, Rabbi Shmuel says the same thing about the Karban Omer, that kiven de efshar lo tarchinan, that since it's possible to do less melacha, don't bring five se'im from which to make the Karban Omer, bring three se'im from which to make the Karban Omer, and you'll minimize your melacha Shabbos in doing this mitzvah. So you see, it's the same exact shita. So says Gemara Mimai, how do you know it's the same exact shita and that they align with one another? Dilma ad kan lo kam Rabbi Shmuel hacha ela deleka bizin kachim. Maybe Rabbi Shmuel only says to minimize the Chol Shabbos over here, because by minimizing the Chol Shabbos, you're not being mevaza the kachim in any way. Aval hasam dika bizayin kachim. But when it comes to the hafshata of the Karban Pesach, it's a bizayin of the Karban to leave it that way, to leave it partially skinned and partially not skinned. So emelach rabbanon tzirle. Maybe Rabbi Shmuel would say, no, I hold like the Rabbanon when it comes to Korban Pesach. Do not leave a Korban partially skinned. That's a bizayon to leave it in such a way. And maybe Rabbi Shmuel will only say not to finish skinning the Korban Pesach because the skinning of the Behemah up until that point was already done, the Tzorach Kavoa. You already got all the Emurim out. You did whatever you needed to do, and therefore you don't need to be Mechal Shabbos any further in order to bring the Karban properly, in order to do everything you need to do with a Karban Pesach. Aval Hachabo, when it comes to the Akrav of the Karban Omer, whereby bringing three Se'im, you're not going to have as fine a flour to use for your Karban Omer, because if you bring five Se'im, you can get better quality with Tzorach Lachuli Shabbos, and therefore there is a Tzorach Kavoa in being Mechal Shabbos a little bit more and bringing five se'im so that you get a better karban. Say ema karban and svirule. Maybe the Rabbi Shmuel Yochanan Broka will not hold like Rabbi Shmuel in our Mishnah. He'll hold like the Rabbanan in our Mishnah that you need five se'im. So the attempt to associate Rabbi Shmuel in our Mishnah with Rabbi Shmuel Yochanan Broka in the Mishnah about skinning the Karban Pesach whenever Pesach is Chal on Shabbos doesn't work out. They don't necessarily align with one another. So attempt number two. We're going to have three total attempts. Attempt number two to align Rabbi Shmuel with somebody. Ella amar Rabba, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Chinizkan Akwanim amru davar echad. Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Chinizkan Akwanim are really saying the same thing. They're driven by the same motivator, and therefore they would agree with each other's shita. Titanan, because the Mishnah, our Mishnah, had said that Rabbi Chinizkan Akwanim amru b'Shabbos nixor b'yachad b'magal echad b'kuba achas, that when the second day of Pesach falls out on Shabbos and they need to do the Ketzirah Sa'omer, you have one guy with one kli putting it into one box. Ubechol, but if it were a weekday, it's bishlosha, it's three guys, bishalosh kupos, putting it into three boxes, ubishalosh magalos, and with three harvesting utensils. V'chamor mech Shabbos v'chol, bishalosh kupos, bishalosh magalos. And the Chum say, no, Shabbos weekday, it's all the same, it's three boxes, three magalos, and presumably three people as well. So, mik lo kamer Rabbi Chinizkan Akwanim hasam, kiven da efshar lo tarchinan, just like Rabbi Chinizkan Akwanim says, that when it's Shabbos, we're going to do less. We're going to have less of a malacha being done. So we're only going to have one guy do the malacha, not three guys. So hachanami, so too, when it comes to the quantity of the grain that we're going to harvest, kivadav shalot tarchinan, he would likewise say, like Rabbi Ishmael, that you're not going to harvest five se'in if you can get away with harvesting three se'in. We're trying to minimize chil Shabbos as much as we possibly can. So ask the Gemara, how do you equate the shita of Rabbi Shmuel with the shita of Rabbi Chinizkan Akwanim? Mimai, how do you know that they're saying the same thing? Dilma ad kan lo kam Rabbi Shmuel hacha ela delaka persumi milsa. Maybe when it comes to how much grain you're going to get over here, that's we are mimait in the malachos asuras on Shabbos, and you bring the Karban Omer with only three se'in. That's because there's no greater pirsum to the mitzvah when you bring five sim than when you bring three. Frisim, meaning you're not honoring the mitzvah that you're doing anymore by doing greater Chil Shabbos. Aval Hasa, but when it comes to the number of people that are involved in the Ktsira Saomer, Dika Persume Milsa, by getting more people involved and more people doing the mitzvah, there's a greater piercing to the mitzvah. Maybe Rabbi Shmuel would say, you know what? I think it's worth it that we do a little bit more Chil Shabbos when a certain mitzvah is Docha Shabbos, if the mitzvah could be done with greater piersum when you're Docha Shabbos, when you do more people, when you do a little more Chil Shabbos. Inami, or in the other direction, Ad kalno kamer Rabbi Chinis kano kohanim asam di bechad ibeshlosha tzorach kavah misavet kilchaso. That maybe Rabbi Chinis kano kohanim only says that on Shabbos we minimize to just one guy doing the ktsira because that one guy can accomplish the same exact thing that the three guys can accomplish. So you're going to get whatever you need for the carbon practically. Not about piersum. Piersum is not a practical issue. It's more of a style issue. But practically, you're going to get everything you need for this carbon with one guy doing all the work. It will take a little longer, but you're going to get everything you need for this carbon. And that's why we have only one guy do it. Aval hacha, but when it comes to how many se'im he's going to bring, where when you only bring three se'im, it's not the same. Practically, you're not ending up with the same thing that you end up with when you bring five se'im. Maybe Rabbi Chanin Skanakwadim will not hold like Rabbi Yishma, and will hold like the Rabbanan that you need to bring five se'im. So the second attempt to associate Rabbi Shmuel with another Tana who likewise tries to minimize Chil Shabbos even in the event where a mitzvah overrides Shabbos is not in the exact equation. It does not work out. So it says the Gemara, let's try a third attempt. Elam Ravashi, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi, Amru Dover Echad. Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Yossi really are driven by the same Shita and would agree with one another. Ditnan, we have a Mishnah in Meseches Rosh Hashanah. When it comes to Kiddush HaChodesh and Beis Din, Al Yidei Edim, when they see the new moon, Bein Shenir Ba'alil, Uvein Shalonir Ba'alil, whether they see the new moon very, very clearly, where they could bet everybody was able to see it, or whether it was not something that was seen clearly, and there's a chance that they are the only ones to have seen it, Mechal Noves Shabbos. They're Mechal Shabbos in order to go report on the seeing of the new moon. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Imnir Ba'alil, in Mechal Noves Shabbos. Rabbi Yossi says, if the whole world saw it, you don't need to be Mechal Shabbos to go tell people about seeing the new moon. Bezin also saw the new moon. Everyone saw it, so they don't need your Eidos. So don't go be Mechal Shabbos for your Eidos. Milo Amar Rabbi Yossi Asim Kivin Dav Shalot Tachinan. Rabbi Yossi says, whenever you don't need the Chil Shabbos, we're not going to tell you to do the Chil Shabbos, even for a mitzvah that overrides Shabbos. So Hachanami, so over here as well, when it comes to the Ketzira of the grain for the Karban Omer, Kivin Dav Shalot Tachinan. Since it's possible to bring the Karban Omer with only three se'im of grain, don't bring five se'im of grain, because why should you do extra Chil Shabbos in order to bring the Karban Omer? Now the fact that the Karban Omer points out, the fact that we compare these two dinim to each other seems to indicate that even when it's near Ba'alil, Minatora, the Edim should be Mechal Shabbos. And even Rabbi Yossi would say that Minatora they're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos, and he's just Machmir that they shouldn't, because the comparison is to our Mishnah where you're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos for the Karban Omer, and Rabbi Shmuel is just Machmir, and he's mitzamtzim that the Chil Shabbos should only be on three sitin and not on five sitin. But how do you know that Minatora there's no issue to be Mechal Shabbos when it's near Ba'alil? L'chora, they don't need the Reidos. So how could it? Karan Ora asks, who says that it's a Dindal Raisa that you're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos even according to Rabbi Yossi when it's near Ba'alil? So he says it has to be based on the Pasuk, that the Pasuk says B'mo Adam. So we learn that it's a mitzvah on anyone who sees the Chiddush HaYareach to be made on in the Beis Din, and that's even on Shabbos. But anyway, says the Gemara, this comparison doesn't work either. Mimai, how do you know that Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Yossi agree with each other? Dilma ad kan lo kam Rabbi Shmuel hacha. Maybe Rabbi Shmuel only says to bring three se'im of grain for the Karban Omer and not five. Is el delekanim sisat makshin lasalavo, because you're not going to cause them, when you tell them to bring three, you're not going to cause them to do some avera lasalavo in the future where things aren't going to work out, where there's going to be some sort of problem. If in the future, the second day of Pesach, Pesach ever falls out on Shabbos again, will Viter bring three sin of grain, and it will be perfectly fine. You could bring a perfectly good Korban Omer, so there's not going to be any tragedy or any terrible avla that comes out from having this chumrah. Avol Hasam, but when it comes to Rosh Chodesh and seeing the new moon, the Nimtzei Satam Achshin Lasalavo, if you don't let these guys go be Mechal Shabbos in order to report on the seeing of the new moon, maybe in future times when they're the only Edim, they're also not going to come, and then it's going to ruin everything. So maybe Rabbi Shmuel would agree to the Rabbanan that let all the Edim come, so that we'll always have the proper Edus. Inami ad kan lo kam Rabbi Yossi Hasam ela deleka tzorach kavoa. Or maybe by Kiddush HaChodesh, when it's seen so clearly, Rabbi Yossi says, don't show up to Beis Din, don't be Mechal Shabbos, because there's no tzorach kavoa. It's not a karban. V'lo nitna Shabbos lidachos. And Shabbos the Shabbos is not something that was meant to be mischalel. So we can't just apply the principle of, oh, once this Shabbos was meant to be mischalel, so you might as well do a little bit more. Aval hacha, but over here, dikatzar kavoa, it's for the sake of a carbon, first of all, and also v'nitna Shabbos lidachos, and regardless, you're going to be mechal Shabbos, because you have to do ketzira sa'omer, so it's either going to be three sin or five sin, but chil Shabbos is happening anyway. So once you're doing it, you might as well do it right. Say emek rabbanon svirle. Maybe they'll hold like the rabbanon that you should bring five sit-in and not three sit-in. So those are the three different places in Shas where it seems like we have a Tana that aligns with Rabbi Shmuel, but the Gemara points out that it's not necessarily perfectly aligned, that there are different mitigating factors in each case that would separate it from the case of Rabbi Shmuel. But the general principle that they all try to minimize Chil Shabbos, even for a mitzvah that overrides Shabbos, the general principle still exists. Okay, so says Gemara now, Itmar, new discussion. Shachat shtei chatos shel tzibur v'eino tzorach ela achas. If a person shechts two chatos of a tzibur, but they only need one of them, Rosh Chodesh or Yom Tov falls on Shabbos, yeah, you're supposed to bring si'ir chatos echad, and this guy brought shnei si'irei chatos. Rashi writes that we're talking about that there was a si'ir avodah zarah around the Beis HaMikdash, and there was a si'ir haregel. So they brought both of them on Yom Tov. The si'ir avodah zarah is not supposed to be brought on Yom Tov. So now goes of the Tzon Kachim, he says, when is si'ir avodah zarah? What's si'ir avodah zarah? Why would Rashi bring in a si'ir avodah zarah? There were two si'irim, and they brought both of them, l'shem regel. Why would you mention some other si'ir? So in the Sefer Olah Shlomo, he says that the reason Tzon Kachim was mochik is because there's no si'ir avodah zarah would never be docha Shabbos. But he says, no, the girsa makes sense, because we're talking about a case where there were two si'irei chatos tzibur that were, you know, sort of on the agenda to bring in the near future. One of them was the si'ir avodah zarah, and the guy thought that you're supposed to bring shnei si'irim, si'irei chatos, on Yom Tov itself, and therefore he shechted both of them. Meaning, where did he get this extra si'ir? What was it doing here? It must have been that it was around, because right after Yom Tov, the next day they were going to bring it, because there was a si'ir avodah zarah that had to be brought for the tzibur. The Kohen who was working that day, he got confused with how many karbanos are supposed to be brought, and he thought you're supposed to bring two si'irei chatos for the tzibur on Yom Tov, so he brought both of them. Some Rabbi Vitem Rabbi Ami, chayiv al hashnir, you chayiv for being mechal Yom Tov unnecessarily in bringing the second karban, upatar al rishona, but your pater on the first one, be mechal Shabbos, but your pater on the first one, va'afilu neschaper lo b'shnia, and even if in the end you ended up using the second one, why would you have used the second one? The dam of the first one spilled out, so you before you were zorikin on the mizbeach, so and the second one had already been shechted at that time, so you go ahead and you use the second one. Even if it turned out that the first one was too weak and didn't have any fats, so it wasn't even a viable carbon, and that's why you use the second one, still you're going to be chayiv for shechting the second one, because at the time that you shechted the second one, you didn't know that the first one was problematic, and therefore you had no heter to shecht the second one. So even though all's well that you would think, all's well that ends well, as it turns out, I was going to need to shecht the second one anyway, because the first one didn't work out. It was nishpach adam, or it was a kechusha. But no, at the time of the shechita, the time that you did the shechita, the second one, you had no way of knowing that. Rashi points out that one might have argued that you're totally potter, because in the end of the day, you shechted the second one kedin, because you weren't yotzei your chiyuv with the first one, and you're not going to be chayiv for the first one, because when you shechted it, you were doing kedin. So it's being mechadish over here that nevertheless, you chayiv on the shechita of the second one, because the shechita was done b'chil Shabbos, b'shogeg, and we don't look at the totza'a of the maisa, we look at the Maisa itself. The Maisa itself at that time was Chil Shabbos, even though B'totzah, it turned out that it was okay, because it turned out you would have had to shech the second one anyway. L'chor, it's a little bit difficult how you can even be Mischaper with the second one. Meaning, once you're going to say that the Shechita of the second one was Chil Shabbos, and you weren't allowed to do it, so isn't the halacha that that if you're Mechal Shabbos and shechting a karban, that you cannot then use that karban as a kapara? So in the Sefer Taras HaKodesh, she says that even before the first one's dam was spilled, you have the right to be zorik the dam of the second one and leave the first one to become pasul. It's just Rashi didn't want to say that we're talking about that you were zorik the dam of the second one without the dam of the first one spilling, because it wouldn't be such a great chiddush. Okay, but says so again. The Gemara said you were supposed to bring one seir chatas. You brought two. You shechted two of them. So even though it turns out that you really needed the second one, you're going to be chayav for shechting the second one because you didn't know at that time that you were going to need it. Umiyama Rabba Hachi. But wait, does Rabba really say such a shita? Va'ama Rabba, doesn't Rabba tell us hayu l'fan of shtei chatos? If on Shabbos you have two chatos and you need to bring only one of them, achashmena and achas chusha, of these two chatos, one is a fat animal and one is a lean animal. Shachat shmeina v'achar kach shachat chusha chayiv. If you shech the fat one first and then the lean one, you're chayiv a chatos because you're mechal Shabbos by shechting the lean one. But kachusha v'achar kach shmeina pater. But if you shech the kachusha first and then the shmeina, you're pater because you did the right thing when you shechted the shmeina, because the first one was kachush, wasn't usable. V'lo oda. Not only did you do the right thing retrospectively, we would tell you to do this l'chadchila. If we see that the one that you shechted already was a kachusha, we would say l'chadchila for the chatas atzibur, you need a shmeina and go shecht the shmeina. Keror points out, even though the kachusha is kosher b'dieved, but the mitzvah min hamuvchar is b'shmeina, and the avodas tzibur is hutra b'shabbos, so we would tell you, do the mitzvah min hamuvchar, do it the proper way. So what do you mean that this is called chil Shabbos on the second animal that you shechted? We would advise, Rabba holds, we would advise you to shech the second animal. So two answers. Either we could take away the word kusha from the first din that Rabba said, meaning when he says, even if the first one is kusha, you're chayiv on the second one, he didn't really say that. Rabba's shita is that if the first one is kusha, you're not chayiv on the second one, because we would have even advised you to do it. Or it could be that it wasn't Rabba that said it, it was Rabbi Ami that said it, and therefore it's not a stira in Rabba as far as what he would advise in such a circumstance. So Amrle Ravina L'Ravashi, Nimtzei Harishon L'Kusha Bivnei Me'ayin Mahu. What if the Shechta Tuchatos, and after the Shechita of the second Behema, you realize that in the intestines of the first one there are no fats for whatever reason. So there's no Chelev to do Haktara on. So are you Chayiv Chatos for Shechting the second one? Meaning, Basar Machshavto Azlin V'Gavrili Surukam Mechavin. Do we say, well, you had no idea it was kachusha when you shechted the second one? You had no idea the first one was a kachusha. So in your mind, you're stamping mechal Shabbos, and therefore you should be chayiv for that chil Shabbos. Odilma baser ma'aseh v'zlinan. Or do we say, no? At the end of the day, the first one was kachusha, was unusable. Second one was usable. So he did a great thing. He did a mitzvah. So all's well that ends well, and everything's great. So it's a question in principle. Do I look at his machshava or do I look at his Maisa? Over here, the machshava was bad. His intention was for Chil Shabbos. The Maisa was good. In the end of the day, the first animal is Kusha, and he needed to shech the second one. So Amalei, Lav Hainu de Rabba v'Rabba. He says, isn't that exactly the discussion with Rabba and Rabba? De Itmar, we have the following case that came up. Shama Shetava Tinok Bayam. A person had heard that there was a baby that was drowning. Ufaras Mitzu Dalalos Dagim. But he chose that day to go fishing. So he spread out some fishing nets, not trying to catch a baby or save a baby. He was just going to try to catch some fish on Shabbos in violation of the Melacha of Tzeda. Vehela dagim chayiv, and he got fish, so he's chayiv for the Melacha of Tzeda. Lahalus dagim vehela dagim vitinok. But if he went to go catch fish and he pulls up the net and there's the fish and also a baby in there and he saved the baby's life, Rava Amar chayiv. Rava says he's chayiv because his intention was to catch fish and he caught fish and that's it. So he's chayiv for catching fish. Rabba Amar Pater. Rabba says it's Pater. Mutter, because if someone were to ask, should I spread this net out around the area where the baby might be in order to, even though fish might come up in the net, of course we would tell him to do that. It's pikuach nefesh, of course you should save. It's a mitzvah to go save the baby. It wasn't his intention, but it was his maisa. His maisa turned out to be a perfectly good maisa. Va'ad kan rabba lo kapatar elokim deshama amrin nami daite atinok. But the truth is, the only reason Rabba says your patr over there is because we started the case by saying he had heard about the fact that there was a baby that was drowning in this area. So it must be that his das was, who knows, maybe I'll get lucky and I'll catch the tinok as well. Avalosha malo. But if he had not even been aware that there was a tinok there, then Rabba would not say your patr. He would be moda that you're chayiv, because we look at your machshava and we don't look at your maisa. So here as well, we should follow the machshava. And since at the time you shechted the second animal, you had no idea that the first animal was a kusha, therefore you're going to be chayiv for shechting the second animal. Or the Ikadamri, another version of this conversation, is that Amalei Ravina said that we could be poshet the safek, whether you follow the machshav or the maisa, as hainu pluktayu to Rabba v'Rava. Not that Rabba and Rava would both agree, but this is the very subject of the machlokas between Rabba and Rava. Deit mar shama shetavatinuk b'yam. You hear that there's a baby Rachman al son drowning. Ufaris mitzod alalus dogim, and you spread out a net to catch some fish. Vehel a dogim, and you catch fish. Chayiv. Lahalus dogim velatinok v'dogim, but if you catch a baby and fish, Rabba amr patur, Rabba amr chayiv. Then it's machlokas Rabba and Rava. Rabba amr patur zil basar maisav. That you follow the maisa, and the maisa was a maisa vatzalas nefashos, which is great, great mitzvah. Rava amr chayiv zil basar machshavto. That you follow the machshava, that since he intended to get some fish out, he's going to be chayiv. So over here as well, since the first one was a kusha, but it was bibnei ma'ayim, it was in a place that he didn't see that it was a kusha, so you had no idea. According to Rabbi, you're going to be pater, because at the end of the day, you did a maisa that you were perfectly allowed to do. You needed a second animal, whereas according to Rabbi, you're going to be chayiv, because in your machshava, you had no idea that it was a problem. So Amar Rabba, Rabba says, Cholosh amdu legrogeris achas, v'ratzu asaru b'nei adam, ve'yviu asaru grogros b'bas achas. If you have a cholah that they assess that he needs one grogeris to eat for his refuah, 10 people run all at the same time, and they all bring a grogeris for him to eat all at the same time, peturin, they're all patur. V'afil b'zah acharzeh, and even if they don't come all at the same time, even if they come one after the other, they're all patur. V'afil kadam v'hivri b'rishona. And even by the time guys numbers 2 through 10 get there, the guy already had a refuah from the first grogeris that was brought, they're all going to be potter, because everyone is trying to do something that's an act of hatzalas nefashos. In the Chidushim of Miuchasim L'Rashba, he says that it must be that the later guys didn't know that the guy ate the first grogeris, because if they knew that he already was fine, then of course they're chayiv for going in and getting the other grogeris. So he says, if that's the case, what's the chiddush that they're potter? Afilu b'zeh achrazeh, more than if they do it all at the same time. If they don't know Bishas Tlisha, that they're being tolish for someone who's already better, so what difference does it make whether they're being tolish at the same time? Obviously, in their minds, they're doing a mitzvah and they're trying to do atzalas nefashos. So he says the chiddush is that they don't need to be mevarer before the Tlisha if the guy already ate a grogros. If last they heard is he needed it, they could just run and they don't need to get on the walkie-talkie and say, is everything good? Do you still need me to be mechal shah? They can just keep on running. They can just go to deal with that issue. Right? This is Maisim B'chol Yom. You have 10 Atzala guys run to a call. First guy got there and he already took care of the situation. He already stabilized the situation. So now the other 9 guys need to do tshuva. So they don't need to do tshuva. There's a shaylin halacha. Should the first guy that gets there get on the radio and say, everybody stand down? You know, don't come, because they're all being mechal Shabbos. So that's a major machlokas aposkim, because by getting on the radio, is it a chatei kedei sheizka chavircha, that he's getting on the radio to do a chil Shabbos in order to prevent everybody else from doing what? From doing a chil Shabbos or from doing a maisa atzala b'machshavtam? They think that they're doing a maisa atzalas nefashos. So that's a discussion in the poskim about what the better. The Rav Asher Weiss thinks it's possible that the better thing to do is to get on the radio and tell everyone else not to come. But I think they quote from Rav Shlomo Zalman that no, you're not saving them from an issur. They're doing a mitzvah, so you're not saving them from many Yisrael. There's a famous Beis Halevi. The Beis Halevi ala Torah writes that when the Torah says that if someone's an onus and he does the tzorch pikuach nefesh, is dafka of the onus of pikuach nefesh is what brings the person to the Isser. Meaning when we say that a guy's mechal Shabbos speaks of pikuach nefesh, so it's not an avera, it's a mitzvah, it's hatzalas nefashos, that's only if the reason he's being mechal Shabbos is because of pikuach nefesh. But if without the pikuach nefesh, he would have been mechal Shabbos anyway, because he just doesn't care about mitzvahs. He's a mezalzel in mitzvahs. So even in a case where there happened to have been pikuach nefesh, that doesn't get him off the hook from the malachas that he does. So in the Sefer Mishnas Pikuach Nefesh, quoted in the back of the Masifta over here, he says it sounds like it's against our Gemara. Because in our Gemara it says that if someone wants to violate the Isra of Tzeda on Shabbos and to catch fish, and then he gets a baby in there, so he's putter on the fish as well, because the Maisa was a Maisa Hatzala. And we look at the Maisa, even though the Kavana was not at all for Kavanas Hatzala. So you see that you don't need the Maisa to have been done only for the sake of Pikuach Nefesh. Even if the Maisa was being done for the sake of Chol Shabbos, but it turned out well, so then that's good enough as well. So he suggests that the Beis HaLevi is talking about a case where a guy does an Isser Letzorach Pikuach Nefesh, and then in the end of the day, the Isser didn't actually save the Chola, or wasn't needed to save the Chola. That in that case, the Beis HaLevi says, it really depends on your motivation. That if your motivation being Mechal Shabbos was because you're honestly trying to do Atzalos Nefashos, and you generally try to be Shomer Shabbos, so then we say what you did was a mitzvah, and it's great. But if your motivation was for Chil Shabbos, so then it's more nuanced. If you would have been Mechal Shabbos anyway, your motivation is for Chil Shabbos, and you actually save a life, so that's our Gemara that we look at the Maisa, you save the life, and you're not going to be Chayiv. But if you're not actually successful in saving life in the end, then it's Stam Chil Shabbos, and then you're going to be Chayiv. In Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa, he quotes from Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, that if a person is a Chol Shish B'Sakana, and they need someone to be Mechal Shabbos to help him, and there are two doctors, one is a Shomer Shabbos and the other one is a Mechal Shabbos, better to get the Shomer Shabbos, because the Mechal Shabbos is not doing Pikuach Nefesh, he's a Mechal Shabbos, so he's just doing his Chil Shabbos. The Shomer Shabbos is doing a mitzvah when he's being Mechal Shabbos. So maybe what Rav Shlomo Zalman means is, and just in case he's not successful, meaning if he's successful, then they'll both be doing a mitzvah, even the Mechal Shabbos will be doing a mitzvah, that's our sugya. But maybe if he's not successful, it'll turn out the Mechal Shabbos is just Stam doing Chil Shabbos, whereas the Shomer Shabbos at least was coming up, was attempting to do Atzalos Nefashos, and was actually doing a mitzvah. Okay, Bai Rava, Chol Hashem Du L'Shtei Grogros, V'yesh Shtei Grogros V'Shtei Uktzin, and Shalosh Bukatz Achas, Heimenai Mesinan, Shtei Mesinan, the Chazulei, Odil Moshalosh Mesinan, Dekom Mata Ktzira. A Chola needs two Grogros, and there are two Grogros on two different branches, but there's a branch that has three Grogros growing on it. So you have two options. You can either do two acts of Ktzira and bring exactly the two Grogros he needs, or one act of Ktzira and bring more than he needs. So Pshita Shalosh Mesinan says, well, obviously you bring the three. One act of Ktzira. That can look on Rabbi Shmuel Hassam. Rabbi Shmuel only says in our Mishnah that you bring three Se'im rather than five Eladuchim. Memait ba'achila, come mait ktsira. Because by bringing less grain, you're being memait the malacha of ktsira. Avalacha to come mait ba'achila, come afsha ktsira, vade shalosh mesinan. But over here, when you're memait and you bring two grogros, that's going to cause you to do more ktsira? To do more malacha? Of course you don't do that. So even though riba b'shurim is an inyan, it's not the same inyan as doing an extra malacha, doing an extra maisa malacha. Okay, new Mishnah. Mitzvah sa'omer lahavi min akarov. You're supposed to bring the grain for the Korban Omer from nearby Yerushalayim. Lo biker akarv Yerushalayim. If the grain has not yet ripened near Yerushalayim, avino samikol makom. Then you bring it from wherever you can in Eretz Yisrael, even if it's far from Yerushalayim. Ma'isish ba'omer migagos trifin ushtei alechem mibikas ein socher. And there was a story where one time they had to bring the Korban Omer from a place called Gagos Trifin, and they had to bring the shtei alechem from a place called Bikas ein socher, and both of those places are distant from Yerushalayim. So my time, why is it that you have to bring it from Karov to Yerushalayim? Iba yisei mishum karmel, it could be because the grain is supposed to be soft, fresh and soft, and when you bring it from a more distant location, it's going to harden in transit. V'iba yisei mishum de'ein ma'avirin al mitzvahs. Or it could be that, quite simply, ein ma'avirin al mitzvahs, you have an opportunity to do a mitzvah, you bring it from the closest place, the first opportunity to do the mitzvah. By the way, Ein Mavirin al Mitzvos is derived in the Mechilta and the Medrash from Ushmartem Es HaMatzos, that it says Ushmartem Es HaMatzos, so we darshan Al Tikri Matzos, Elo Ushmartem Es HaMitzvos, and therefore you have an opportunity to do a mitzvah. Ein Machmitzin Es HaMitzvah. You do not delay in the opportunity to do a mitzvah. Sasema says that there's a nafkamina between the two reasons given in the Gemara, that if it's about Carmel, so if you were kotzer from Makom Rachok, go again and be kotzer from Makom Karov, so that you'll actually have soft grain. In transit, it's going to harden. But if it's about Ein Mavirin al Mitzvos, you already did it. So if you already did it, so then Adrabu would be Ein Mavirin al Mitzvos to go get the other one. They quote from the Briska Rav, another potential nafkamina would be if the Shluchei Beis Din were in a place that was far away from Yerushalayim. So Ein Mavirin al Mitzvos, where they are is where they should do the mitzvah. But if it's about Carmel, then where they are is not necessarily where they should do the mitzvah. Okay, what was the historical context of bringing the grain from these distant locations? What exactly was going on? So Maisa Shabom or Migago Srifin, the Brisa gives us context. Tan Rabbanu, Kishatzorim Malchu Beis Chashmonai, Ze al Ze. When there was a battle between the Beis Chashmonai, that in the end of the days of Bayesheni, the Chashmonaim were ruling over Israel, and in the end of the Tkuf of their Malchus, there were two brothers, Hyrcanus and Aristobulus, who were the sons of Alexander, and they were fighting with each other. So it tells the story. Hyrcanus was outside Yerushalayim, Aristobulus mibefnim, and Aristobulus was inside of Yerushalayim. That's where he ruled inside of Yerushalayim. It's interesting. Baba Kama Daf Pei Beis, it flips it. It has Aristobulus on the outside and Hyrcanus on the inside. So some of the Achronim say, yeah, at some point they flipped, or maybe one of the Gemaras has a wrong girsa. Okay, but b'chol yom v'yom ha'imishashul and dinarin b'kupa. Every day the people in Yerushalayim would lower some money over the wall to the people outside of Yerushalayim from the Trumas Alishcha, umalin lahen t'midin. And every day they would provide them from the outside with karbana, with animals to bring as a karban tamid. Ha'yisham zakin echad. There was one zakin in Yerushalayim shayimakir b'chachmas Yivanis, who knew the sign language of Chachmas Yivanis. So La'az Lahem, he told those people that were laying siege to Yerushalayim, B'Chachmas Yivanis, utilizing Chachmas Yivanis. Amar Lahem, he said, Kozman Shasugin Bavoda, Einim Sarim Biyachim. You think you're going to capture Yerushalayim? So long as the Avoda continues, you're not going to be Matzliach in capturing Yerushalayim. So Lamachar, the next day, Shil Shulu Lahen, Dinarin Bakupa, when they sent the money over the fence, Vehelu Lahen, Chazir. They sent over a Chazir on the other side. Kivin Shigil, the Chatzi Choma, Nazi part of Bechoma. Once it got halfway down the wall, it stuck its fingernails into the wall. Vinizdaza Eretz Yisrael Abimeos Parsa Al Abimeos Parsa, and Eretz Yisrael shook 400 parsaos by 400 parsaos. Bosa Shah Amru Arumi Sheyigadel Chazir. They right away issued an arur on anyone who's Megadel Chazirim. The Rishonim Tosos is bothered. They issued an arur. It's an Isser Min HaTorah to do business with Chazirim. So to do business with any behemoth Temeya. So why do they need to issue an arur for it? So Tosfos writes in Maseches Baba Kama that it's only an issur to do schora for with behemoth tomatoes if the purpose is for them to be eaten. But if you're doing schora with behemoth tomatoes where the purpose is not for them to be eaten, then there's no issur. So that's why there's a special arur on being megadol chazirim. Alternatively, Tosfos and Pesachim says there's an issur, but they never made an arur. People for some reason are more scared of arurs than they are of isurim. So they had to make that it's a bad school. Or whatever, you know, and then people are going to get very nervous about it. And they also issued another order for anyone who teaches his child Chachmas Yivanis. And it was about that moment that they taught in the Mishnah. It was during that context where they couldn't get the grain from close by, and they had to go get it from more distant locations. That they had to go get the grain. So what was the story with the grain? Kimata Omer, when it came time for bringing the carbon Omer, they didn't know where they were going to get the grain from, meaning the people that were laying siege to Yerushalayim burned down all the fields nearby Yerushalayim, so there was nowhere to get it from. So Achrazu, so they announced, Asahu Charsha, they announced, we need to know, anyone know where you can get grain? So a certain mute person came, Osef Chadiyada Igrov Chadiyada Atzrifa, and he tried to sign language to us where to get. So he put one hand on the roof and one hand on a hut. So Amalu Mordechai. Mordechai said, "Miika duchta deshma gagos trifin." Is there a place called Gagos Trifin? He's trying to tell us something. Oh, Trifin Gagos. Maybe it's, they're playing charades, right? Is it called? Maybe it's called Trifin. So Batkuvashkua. They found the taka. That's exactly what he was telling them. That's where the grain was. Mordechai. Is this that Mordechai? So Rashi says, "Yes, this is Mordechai Yehudi who is Bimei Achashverosh." Tosa says, "That's impossible. This is at the end of Bayesheni. How is it possible that he lived that long? Can't be the same Mordechai. Must be," Tosa says, "that they would call anyone who was really great Mordechai, you know, after the original Mordechai." Rabbi Yaakov Emes says, "What's so hard to believe that it's the same Mordechai?" Pasuk says, "Yiras Hashem Tosef Yamim, Yirei Shemayim," get to live a long time. Anyway, Kibad Lasui Shtei Lechem, and they wanted to bring Shtei Lechem, Lo Aviyad Meich Lasui, Achruzu, Asahu Gavr Charasha, same guy came, Osef Yodea Einei, put one hand on his eye, V'chad Yada Asikra, and the other on the lock of the door. Samlo Mordechai, Mika Duchta Dushma Ein Socher Socher Ayin, Batku Vashchu. And they found that there was such a place, and that's where they got the Shtei Lechem that year. So we'll continue with the heroics of Mordechai, Be'ezras Hashem, tomorrow. Everyone have a wonderful day.